The Spinoff Podcast Network.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. The Investment Fix Podcast. Tune in today.
Skinny are helping you show how smart you are with the 1Q quiz, an all-new, super challenging and super quick daily quiz built by The Spinoff. Every Monday, Skinny are giving you the chance to prove you're smart with the Skinny Extra Credit question. Get it right, and you'll get the chance to score yourself some Skinny Extra mobile credit so you can text, call, or even video call your group chat and gloat about how big your brain is. T's and C's apply.
Oh, hello there, weary traveller. Back for more tales of adventure from Basil the Groundskeeper, eh? Well, you're getting kinda greedy. Not made of stories, you know. Anyway, when we last left our heroic students, Forrest Rivers, Kate Shepherd, and their substitute teacher, Helado Morrison, they had been celebrated for retrieving the Waterdeep Mountain High mascot, Hootie, by Principal Barilla. Recognizing their courage, she had entered them into the Smuggler's Run, the headline event of the inter-schools competition against the wealthy but dastardly Waterdeep College. Our heroes were accompanied by a halfling guidance counselor named Mr. Gruber. In their first test, they had failed miserably and were attacked by a swarm of angry fish that Kate tried in vain to seduce. Then, just as they were drying themselves off on the shore and talking way too loud, mind, they were attacked by goblins. Again! Let's see what happens next, shall we? In this next installment of Waterdeep Mountain High.
Out in the rolling green pastures, down by the harvest of green, we sit in sardine classes, how to dream. Waterdeep Mountain High.
Class is in a session.
Sorry, so fucking sorry. Okay. When we last left our heroes, Forrest, Kate, Helado, and Mr. Gruber, they were had just bested a boat and failed to fuck some fish. And for their hubris, they were attacked by goblins in the tunnels under Mount Waterdeep, a familiar situation, an all-too-familiar situation for these fair adventurers. You have been attacked by four goblins and one dog.
I go up to the dog and go, "Oh, there's a cute little doggy-woggy." And the dog says, "Fuck off." "Don't patronise me."
I was going to have the dog attack you, but he got a critical... you got one. So he does let you pet.
Yeah,
and
you like
and
that,
the, this makes the goblins furious.
Yeah,
they are like, "No, you are. He's meant to bite."
"Oh, good boy." "Good boy." "Oh, yeah, you like that. You like that."
"He doesn't like it. Stop it. Leave him alone."
"Look at his little tail wagging."
"Don't wag your tail."
"Wag, wag, wag."
"Don't roll over."
"Oh, you got a little scratch on the belly."
"No, stop that. Stop that.
Belly scratch."
"Oh, I will kill you for that." The goblins are fucking furious about that.
In Dungeons and Dragons, are dogs dogs, or are they like esteemed members of the community? Like... like, could he be the Prime Minister? Like,
in Dungeons and Dragons, you're not sure what the status of dogs are, but you're 100% sure they still have the Westminster system.
Oh,
MMP is really good.
Okay, roll initiative. For God's sake.
9.
Ooh, 7.
19 total.
Ooh.
I roll 14.
Right. So, all right, Helado, it is your turn. You are being attacked. What did I say? 4 goblins.
I think it was 2.
I think it was actually just the dog.
good boy, good
4 goblins and 1 dog.
I
should set the scene a bit better. You're on the beach of the sort of pebbled beach inside the cavern with the lake. All the fish are still in the water. And they have sort of come out of the tunnel and are right in front of you.
Are they wearing like blue and purple? Like as a teacher.
Do they go to Waterdeep College?
Yeah, are they students? I guess I should check before I attack someone.
They're not wearing any school colours.
Oh, mufti. They could be ours anyway. I guess I attack anyway.
I see this mental kind of dilemma, and I'm like, they're not. They don't go to our school. I clarify that.
You would say that, though. You hate goblins.
No. Does Forrest know everyone at Waterdeep Mouth know?
No, you know, you kind of recognise people, and I'd know these guys if they went to the school, I think.
That's true, I guess. All right, I cast Magic Missile at one of the goblins. And I don't have to roll for that.
No, that's an automatic hit, so you...
Which die is it? Is it
D4.
D4, thank you.
Sorry, that's how many dies.
Deal. Alright, okay. Was it 3 times? 1 D4 plus 1? Did I roll it 3 times? Yes. Alright. Okay. 2, 4, 4, 4.
Six, stuff.
10 plus 3, 13.
13! Wow. Yeah, you kill that goblin.
Wow, this is easy.
Yeah. You kill him on the second magic missile, so the third one is just sort of battering a corpse.
Warning shot. I fired it last, though.
Mr. Gruber, it's your turn.
Okay, can I kneel down on my knees and I'll take off my headband, put it in my tweed pocket.
Okay, and, that's your action.
Like roll up my sleeves and go, all right, and like rub them like that, and then put them down on the ground and be like, all right, Mother Earth, do your thing.
Captain Planet springs forth.
Grow, baby, grow. And I cast Entangle. So I create like a 20-foot patch where vines and stuff sprout out.
Oh my God.
Underneath the goblins. Wow. And tries to like ensnare them. Tries to grab them. So they have to make a strength saving throw.
Okay. 1. They do not.
You can do what you...
Do I do one for each one?
Yeah, do one for each one.
Okay,
one. So that one is caught, like, the vine comes up and, like, grabs it on the shoulder.
Oh, my shoulder! That's, like, I just had physio on it.
Ten.
Okay, that one's caught as well.
Oh, I
haven't worked out in a while. So. and then the other one gets a 10 as well.
Yeah, that one's caught too.
So they're all caught. And the dog... gets an 8. Shit. Wow. So you've caught them all.
I feel bad, but yeah, the dog is caught.
The dog was still lying on its back.
Mr. Prime Minister.
Or Mrs. Prime Minister. Could be a little bitch.
So what happens now that they were caught in vines?
So they can try and escape by making strength checks to like get out
you,
of the thing.
You better believe they will.
What about?
But before that... No, it's their turn.
What about Waterdeep coal bitch?
How dare you? That is our worst.
Also, that'll be in the last episode, so that'll be a very weird thing for me to have just seen. If you didn't understand what I was talking about, please go back to the last episode.
Who is jumping in at episode 4 of this?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Ignore me. Ignore me.
What a deep coal mine.
Oh, my God. So,
what a deep coal gate. They have good teeth.
Yeah, take that. You strong-teethed motherfuckers.
We use McLean's around
the
here.
The goblins don't go to Waterdeep. They have no idea what we're talking about.
We're still just thinking back to when we got owned back before the before coming in here.
You hear like floating down the caverns from some unfathomable place, like that was shit.
Waterdeep.
Okay.
Bollocks.
Please shut up. So the goblins are gonna try to escape. Joe, is that right?
Yeah, they can try and escape.
And so how do they do it? They do a strength check, eh?
Yeah, they do a strength check.
They get 10.
I think that's going to fail. Sucker.
These goblins are shit, eh?
All right, Forrest, it's your turn.
Okay. I feel that anger from when my parents were killed by goblins. Like, I feel it, like, brewing inside me. So I pull out my rapier, and I run at the nearest one who's stuck in some plants, and I just go for just a stab.
Just a good old-fashioned stab.
Yeah, just a good old-fashioned stab.
And you get advantage while he's in there, while they're trapped.
Okay, thank God, because I just rolled a 3. Okay. Yes. 20, but not natural.
Right. Yeah, you get him.
Okay. And because that's my fighting style, dueling. Is a melee weapon, is a rapier a melee weapon?
Yeah.
I have it in one hand with no other weapon. I get 2+ bonus to my damage roll.
Nice.
So it's going to be an 11 damage.
Wow. It's enough. Oh. He's dead. He's trapped in vines. You are getting very good at just attacking people while they were stricken in some way. You have killed him. Congratulations. How do you feel?
Empty. Yeah, nah, good. Because I'm like real angry. I'm like I'm seeing red right now.
Right.
Well, calm down, Forrest. Calm down.
Right. Okay, it's your turn.
Take it easy. Well, I'm a pacifist. So I kind of feel like if they're all like tied up, can't we just walk past them and leave them there?
That's a good point.
Yeah, that is a good point.
The goblin, one of the surviving goblins, like, why didn't you bring that up before you stabbed Mark?
Well, I was waiting for my turn.
What do you mean? What do you mean your turn?
Well, I may be a pacifist, but I also abide by the rules.
What rules? Oh, Mark.
Oh, can you honestly stop bitching? I saved your life. I'll kill you if you keep going on.
No, please don't kill me.
All right, okay. Well, I say we all just kind of pack up and leave and maybe take this little doggy with us. If that wants to come along.
You want to take the dog with you?
Yeah, I want to bring the dog along.
Okay, make an animal handling check.
7 a strong and unnatural 7.
No, the dog doesn't come.
Oh, yeah, and little bitch.
Stop calling people
growls
bitch.
I'm just a female dog. It's a technical term. All right, but we can move on, though, right?
You can move on, yeah,
All right, well, I move on. I take the lead, and I say, let's charge ahead, and I give that little goblin a bitch smack, bitch slap for talking back to me.
Ow!
Oh! Yeah, well, that's what you get, all right? And then I say, come on, guys, let's get out of here.
Right, I say, bye, goblin, bye, Jacinda.
How did you know its name?
And I say, let's get out of here before Forrest kills any more goblins unnecessarily. Sorry, Forrest.
No, it's okay. Yeah. I do feel bad about that. But they might have killed my parents for all I know.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, this feels like a good place for Mr. Gruber to offer some guidance counselling.
Hey, death is a part of life. Yeah. I thought you used your rapier well. Good on you, dude. And Kate, hey, way to think outside the box.
Thank you so much.
Halado, that was pretty aggressive. All in all, achieved.
I do not in the least bit feel counseled.
All right, you guys continue on. The passage turns into another sort of tunnel, and it branches off in front of you to the left and to the right. No middle this time.
Ooh. Another vote?
I mean, we're all lefties here, but...
Yeah.
Well, I want to put in a strong case for the right side, but I see I'm outvoted.
Okay.
So we'll go for the middle.
You can't. There is no middle.
We go left.
Yes.
Yes, I love left.
Okay. You'll hang a Larry, head into the left tunnel. And the stone passage opens up into a big cavernous room. Another cavern. A lot of caverns. And in front of you is a curving staircase that leads down in a sort of spiral, or sort of in a curve, down into the dark.
Is this a sewer?
No, Kate just called it a sewer.
Oh, okay. I was like, damn, nice sewer. Your poos get a staircase. Gee whiz.
I can confirm the staircase was not built for poos.
Can I like cast a light spell and to see what's around at the bottom of those stairs?
Yeah, you're a sorcerer, right?
Yeah, sure. I'm a sorcerer slash.
Do you have a light, like a cantrip? That...
Yeah, I do. I've got light.
Well, do it.
Yeah, I do it. So I got to roll for initiative, right? If I want to,
You can just do that.
You can
right?
just do it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm doing it.
Okay.
What the fuck? How do you play this fucking game? I'm annoyed at myself. I cannot figure out the logic.
So the cantrips are spells that you are that you can just sort of do.
You've practiced them.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, guys, hey, let me
take. It's like opening
this.
A bottle with a lighter or something.
All right,
it's just something you can do.
Well, I'm going to cast some light around the bottom of those stairs there and just see what we're dealing with.
Okay, great. You cast some light and you can see at the bottom of the stairs is a statue of a horse. It's the Waterdeep College Horsey.
What's
the name of the mascot? He looks a little bit like the principal.
What? Guys.
Same nipples.
What was our... this?
And he's holding a crossbow.
This cavern run, what was our end goal?
To get a scholarship to the school.
Right. But before that, like, what was the goal of the game?
We're going to run through the cavern.
And just get out the other side.
You have to get out before the other team.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're in a race.
Right, okay.
You would not know it, but you are in a race.
is there any... Can I investigate the ground to see if any of the dust has been disturbed by tiefling or... something.
Oh, if
I can't
the
remember footprints. If the other team's already come through.
Yeah, make it an investigation check.
Ooh, baby. It's a six.
You don't know.
Okay. Well,
there is dust disturbed, but you can't tell if it's from a tiefling or just like poos.
Well, let's go down those stairs, right? I mean, there's nowhere else to go. Mm.
Yep.
Mm. All right, I'm running down them.
We head down.
You head down the stairs?
Yeah. Oh, what a beautiful horse statue.
Who's in front?
could be a pleasant surprise. Get showered in lollies.
I think it's you, Forrest.
Yeah, I'll go first.
Yeah. So, you make a dexterity saving throw.
This doesn't seem great. Ooh, okay. One.
You get hit with a crossbow.
Oh.
Oh.
Ow!
So the arrow, or does someone just whack me?
it's a crossbow bolt that comes from the statue down the bottom.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And you take 3 damage.
Ooh.
Soz.
Thank God you went first.
Yeah. Well, Heronius is actually the god of... I think one of the things he's the god of is like bravery. So that's why I went first.
Awesome, man. Mm. And Kate Shepherd is just a fountain of wisdom, which suggested that she should send someone to check first. And that paid off.
Okay.
So that happened about on the third stair, as you...
Oh, right. So we've still got many stairs to go.
There's like, yeah, like 15 more stairs.
Okay,
for a total of 18 stairs.
I kind of split my legs apart onto like the side smooth bits on the stairs, and I kind of slide down the spiral.
I love that. Do an athletics check, and I'll give you advantage because that's great.
Okay. 17.
Oh yeah, baby. Ooh. You.
And as I go, I say.
Very cool. You slide down the stairs with your legs stretched out like Jean-Claude Van Damme on those trucks, and you get right to the bottom.
Okay.
Wow.
And then I'm going to... Can I run at the statue?
Yeah, the statue is right at the bottom. So you're right next to it.
What do you do against a statue?
It's there's sort of like a crossbow, just like
in my experience,
placed in its hands.
The Oops. Nemesis of a statue is a seagull,
or kind of teenage graffiti.
Yeah, maybe that. I take my rapier and I try and carve a "Forest is cool" into the side with an attack.
Okay, you can do that, yeah. It's a statue, so...
Oh, okay, so I don't even need to roll.
You don't need to attack? No, you don't need to make a roll. You can carve graffiti into the statue.
Okay, cool.
It says now says Forrest is cool.
Should we follow Forrest down those stairs, do you reckon?
Yeah, I slide down the... You just slide down the banister. I sit on one side and slide down like a reverse Mary Poppins.
Reverse Mary Poppins?
Just down.
Make a athletics check.
Oh dear. One, but not natural.
Okay.
So I rolled a 2, but my athletics is minus 1.
It's good that you're playing to your strengths. Okay. So you slide down, and you halfway down, you do a... Are you doing your reverse Mary Poppins? You fall onto the stairs again.
Oh dear!
And you you take 1 damage from a crossbow bolt that hits you in your butt.
I see how badly it's gone for Pilato, so I'm just gonna straight up run down the stairs, kind of skipping every second one. Head first, gaining momentum, but feeling really confident about it. And as I go between the steps, I go 1, 2, 1, 2, and kind of get into a rhythm with it.
Yes.
Yeah. And
that is amazing.
Yeah, it's really quite a sight to behold.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this trap has nothing to do with confidence. It's about which steps you step on, and you step on like 3 of those tripped ones.
No, I don't.
So you take 5 damage.
Oh.
I'm going to turn into a spider and
Sense.
Yeah,
Mr. Gruber is the man.
Hey, this ain't my first haunted staircase, baby. I go into a cool spider. Daddy long legs, and I go up on the wall, and I just walk down like the wall, and like I'm like humming a tune as I go, and just then get down to the bottom and turn back into a human. It's quite boring. It sounds cool at the start. But...
Yeah, it's a long distance for a spider, so yeah, great. You do that. No, nothing happens to you. It's very cool.
I want to move on and win this competition.
Yeah,
to be honest.
I think we need to make up some time.
Mm. Should we all have a group huddle before we carry on?
Yeah.
I think we should all do the hands in.
But wait, any questions first?
Yeah, what does everyone want to have for lunch?
I've got a hankering for that grapefruit ever since he mentioned it.
I kind of feel like some scroggin.
Oh, we should have brought some.
I'd like a fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, and me? I still want to drink blood from when I was a spider.
Go skull.
Beautiful.
I reckon we're all starting to jog now. Like, I'm picking up the pace and really being like, come on, come on, boys, let's get out of here.
Can I give Largo a couple, two more of those berries?
For him good to berries.
Eat? Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah. And one to Halada. Who else? Did you get hit as well?
Yeah, I got hit minus okay. five.
Man. Oh, so I give you five then.
Thank you.
And then I don't give Halada. Sorry, I run out.
did you give me one at the start?
I give you one at the start, though. Yeah.
All right, was that one HP?
Yeah.
All right, I pulled the crossbow out and right. I just put the berry in. I don't know how
You put the berry into your open wound?
Yeah, is that how it works?
Sure.
All right, come on. Fully healed.
I follow suit.
I eat mine.
Yeah, and it doesn't work.
Oh! Delicious, though.
It is. It's a delicious berry, but it doesn't heal you at all.
Right.
You guys, okay, you're jogging, you come to another fork. This one is another left, another right. The right passage smells damp, and the left passage smells dry, like nice and dry, like with a smell of like cinnamon.
Oh, wow.
The right passage is damp. It seems like someone put on a load of washing and didn't hang it up.
I feel like this could be another boat situation, though.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, both boats did start sinking, but I feel like we probably would have been better off in the bad one.
In the dry?
And
oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I was saying, well, this time there's clearly one tunnel seems way better, right? Someone's, like, baking, like, cinnamon buns in a place that has pink bats in the walls. The other one is, like, some damp, oh, I don't know what it is. Could be another lake.
They're very damp.
Could be someone who got enthusiastic in the morning about getting a load of washing done but lost interest at about midday and then just kind of let it settle until the night and was like, fuck, I'm going to have to put it through again.
Well, should we do a vote?
That exact thing is happening to me right now. We need to wrap this up because...
I vote we go right. We go damp.
Yeah, let's go damp.
Damp.
Wait, what was the lodge? Didn't we just say the other one was good?
Yeah, yes. But that's our theory. The gold boat was good. It disappeared.
Cinnamon's probably poisonous to gnomes.
Well, I'm all for letting kids be kids. Let's go down that damp tunnel.
You go... You head down the damp tunnel, you arrive in another cabin. This one's quite small. It is quite damp. You in front of you is the tunnel continues on, and in between you and there is a just flat earth, and someone has spray painted on it, dig hole here. And there is like a bunch of spikes piled up in a sort of pile. Where it seems like someone intended to dig a hole and put spikes in and didn't, for whatever reason, get around to it. So that's all that there is.
Yeah. Seems like a trap.
What if we walk around carefully to the other side, then quickly dig a hole, put some spikes in it in case the other guys come?
And impale them?
Yeah, that might be a bit much.
You always go straight to killing, eh?
I do. I need to work on it.
Well, I actually don't think it's a terrible idea, but I'm convinced that there's no chance that they're behind us.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, should we just continue on through this room? What if it is? What if it's a fake out? And there is a hole there that we're going to fall through.
Hey, I know the faculty who designed this trap, and I can assure you, they don't have the mental capacity to put together a fake out.
Okay, why don't you walk across the room first?
Sure, why not? Okay, I'll just walk across the room humming my signature song.
Which is?
So you're walking across hole here.
Okay, you walk across, and yeah, nothing happens.
Okay, cool.
Voila.
I follow.
We need to catch up. We need to
let's run through, I reckon. Let's haul ass out of here.
Yeah.
Right, you haul ass out of there. Yeah, that was clearly a trap that was not finished. The tunnel starts heading sort of upwards towards what you imagine is the surface. The air starts getting a bit fresher until you arrive at another fork. There are two paths. One is leading up and has the smell of fresh air coming through it. One is leading down and curves around, so it looks like it sort of goes underneath the passage that heads up. And those are your two options.
I feel like last time our theory of going with the bad one paid off.
Mm.
What do we think this time? Because clearly the one seems like the good way to go.
Well, okay. I listened to a lot of Led Zeppelin in my youth, and I know to get to heaven, you need to take a stairway. Let's go up, babies.
Can I do a perception check on whether the fresh air smells genuine?
You
want to breathe?
Yeah.
What, do you have any proficiency in genuine fresh air smelling?
I have a zero on nature.
What did you get?
I rolled a 16.
Yeah, it smells pretty fresh to you.
Plus my nature, which is
zero.
Zero.
Yeah, bringing it to 16.
Yes.
Yeah, it smells fresh.
Okay.
If there's fresh air, should we just pursue the fresh air?
Yeah, well maybe this time, because they're like, we tricked them last time, and this time they'll try and do the opposite. So yeah, let's do the opposite.
So we go through the fresh air?
Yes, sure.
You're almost there, you're so close to achieving your dreams of winning this tournament.
I say fresh air.
Yeah, let's go to fresh air.
Okay.
We pursue the fresh air.
You pursue the fresh air. The tunnel takes you upwards, and it opens into a wide cavern. But this one has, at the far side, unmistakably daylight streaming in from what, you know, looks to be an exit. The cavern is empty, apart from at the far end, blocking the exit, there is the team from Waterdeep College. They are standing, there's the two tiefling students and the South African guidance counsellor and the rival substitute teacher. And they are all, but they're not looking at you. They're busy in the middle of combat with what you recognise to be a very hurt and scared owlbear cub. They are handily beating it.
I yell out, "Who started this?" I just want to identify who hit who first.
The tiefling student turns and says, "Oh, what a deep mountain by."
Oh, damn, again.
Quick, Mr. Morrison, do the teeth one.
Oh, the teeth. What's Waterdeep Colgate? Your teeth?
The substitute teacher is cracking up at that. The others do not understand it. The tiefling says, "Why don't you just hang back there? I'm dealing with this owlbear cub. Yeah, I'm gonna make it into a coat.
Oh.
And then I'm gonna wear that coat on the winner's podium."
Oh.
God, that is a quick turnaround. least you've got to admire his seamstress skills.
If I know anything about turning baby animals into clothes, you'll need at least 101 of them before you can.
Who's touching the cub?
The South African teacher.
Okay, throw an ice knife at him.
Oh. Mr. Grumba!
Yeah, well, I love animals. It's my guilty pleasure. No!
Hey, you know what? No, like, I totally understand.
Guilty pleasure.
I once too tried to love an animal.
Okay, yep, you do that.
Okay. Oh, no. I'm going to miss, I think. I rolled a 8.
You miss.
Okay, but when it lands on the person, even it doesn't hit them, but then it explodes the shards of, because it's like a projectile made of ice that I summoned. And then
yeah.
It explodes, and so they all need to make a dex save. All the people who are within 5 feet of the South African.
Okay, well, here's what happens. You throw the blades and it explodes. And as they're all making dex saves, the explosion from the ice shard seems to magnify in a way that is, you know, not possibly coming from that shard.
Oh,
there's a huge earthquake, and the entire floor that you are all standing on gives way, and you all plummet into the cavern below.
I'm not happy about that.
How are the rest of you guys feeling about that?
Fuck.
Yeah. Also not happy.
What do you make for a falling? Is it acrobatics? You just take falling damage.
A dick save and take the damage.
Yeah, I think you guys are going to take some falling damage. So maybe roll D6.
Three.
D6.
Can I use your one?
I got 4.
Oh, I got 2.
Wait, and do we add dexterity?
Just take it.
Oh.
So whatever we roll, we take.
1? Is it right?
Yeah. So you guys fall. It's not an incredible fall, but it hurts. It hoits. And you are now in the cavern below. And as you struggle to your feet, you notice that the Waterdeep College students are on the other side of this cavern. They are sort of picking themselves up slowly. The owlbear cub is there, sort of like, woot, woot, woot. And in the middle, seeming like miraculously untouched by the falling rocks, because there's some sort of magical force field around them, the first thing you can see is bizarrely, the owl statue, Hootie, your beloved mascot that you rescued the day before. It is up on a plinth, and it is glowing in a way that you're pretty sure it's not meant to. And surrounding it are 5 hooded figures, and they are they all have their hands touching Hootie, and there is a sort of glowing, rumbling energy and presence to the whole thing. They do not seem to have even noticed that you are there, much less that the cavern has fallen on them. Make an investigation check, you guys?
All of us?
Yeah.
Oh, mine's good. 19.
Okay.
1 plus 4.
I got a natural 1.
You're facing the wrong way. that's enough for Forrest. You,
yeah.
as someone who is a real man about town in the school,
mm-hmm.
you are able to discern the shapes from the sort of glimpses of the faces and the sizes of the people in the robes, that the people you are looking at are the drama teacher, the music teacher, the biology teacher, the PE teacher, and the Principal Barilla of Waterdeep Mountain High.
What?
Why didn't you guys invite me?
That They do not hear you. They are enclosed in their bubble, and you can hear them chanting, sort of making like hoot 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 sounds. And as you're watching, the statue begins to change shape and grow and transform into the shape of an enormous owl that fills the entire cavern. But its skin is made of black night sky liquid. Like, you look into it and you sort of can't quite grab a hold of it with your eyes. But its eyes are enormous and terrifying. And they fix on Principal Barilla, who looks up at it and says, "Archimedes, make our school great. I do so wish for Waterdeep Mountain High to be the best school in all of Waterdeep." And the owl says something in a language you can't understand. And she says, "Take Waterdeep College out of existence."
Ooh. Whoa.
Whoa, that's full.
And then she cuts her hand and places a bloody...
Oh, wow.
And they all cut their hands and place their bloody hands on the spirit. And the spirit starts to fly around the cavern. And as the Waterdeep College students are picking themselves up off the ground, the owl swoops down and sucks them into its beak. And they're gone.
Holy
and then it
shit.
Flies out of the cavern over your heads, its wing beats echoing, and it's gone out the cavern.
Boy, I'm starting to become very aware of the fact that whenever we leave the school, a bunch of kids die.
did she say she just wanted the school to be the best in Waterdeep? Doesn't that seem like low ambition? I'm a substitute teacher. I know about low ambition.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has the lowdown on everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. Join some of the superstars of the investment and business world as they share advice from their time in the US so you can make your mahi count in this massive market. The Investment Fix podcast, brought to you by Invest New Zealand. Tune in today.
Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
Talo for Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spin-Off. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spin-Off member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The principal turns in your direction and says, "Who's there?"
Hoot!
Hoot, hoot, hoot! Oh, it's me, Kate.
I'm here as well. Forrest?
Can I stomp forward?
Yeah.
God damn it, Barilla. I told you this was a dumb day to do this plan.
What the heck?
Mr. Gruber?
What's your plan? You don't have a calendar. You can see when there's going to be kids walking around these tunnels and you do your dark cult crap. Just do it on the weekend.
Oh my God. I've never seen Mr. Gruber.
Mr. Gruber, my weekends are my own. You know well as anyone, a teacher values their weekends more than anything. Now, we are going to leave. Please take care of these meddling students.
Yeah, okay, I say.
Did you not have faith that we were going to win this without your cheating?
I don't care about you winning. I've got funding to secure. And the only way this school will secure funding is if there are no other schools to offer funding to. And she storms out of the cabin the way that she came, which is on the other side.
How are we in any way a part of this grand plan?
Well, I'm sorry.
Barilla, there are other ways. We could do a raffle, raise some funds.
She's gone.
Look, the raffle may... Look, that's a great idea. I'm glad you're still using your growth mindset and thinking of things like that. But it's too late. I'm sorry you've seen too much. You're going to have to die in the cave.
No. What? It's cool. We're chill. We're on board. We like the plan.
I'm not on board.
No, we are.
If I die, I will die with integrity.
No, but, like, we can just lie now and then foil the plan later. I whisper that. I don't say that as loud as I just said it.
And I say, no. What? What do you want from me?
Well, we're not going to stop it if we don't lie right now, okay?
Honestly, you know better than anyone that I'm a pacifist.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm...
I reckon we try and kill Mr. Gruber.
Okay, while they're talking, I conjure 4 velociraptors.
You guys do not learn about getting into fights. Okay, you conjure 4 velociraptors.
Yeah. One's blue.
Okay, after seeing what Kate did earlier, I approach one and I go, oh, there's a cute little boy.
No, Forrest, don't do it.
Yeah, and I start patting his head. Oh, isn't he a cute little boy? Or girl.
Thank you.
Prime Minister.
Yeah, these are magical velociraptors. I don't think they're going to listen to you.
Can I try and put them to sleep?
Do you have a spell that does that?
Yeah, I've got a sleep spell.
Great. Well, let's go. Right, let's roll initiative.
Okay.
Because we're in a fight now.
Oh, fuck me.
I'll roll for the velociraptors as well, Nick.
Ooh. Yeah.
21.
19.
8.
I got 18 and the velociraptors got 7.
Okay. Alright, Paul, it's your turn first.
Okay. The one that I was trying to pat, I'm going to just try and stab.
What's fucking stabbing, man?
It's a classic move. It's timeless. Nah. Continue.
You're trying to stab. You go to stab him, but you look him in the eyes and you're just like, I can't stab this beautiful beast.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Joe, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm going to say, go, my pretties, velociraptors, and kill these children and this man.
Oh, damn it.
And send them on their pretty little way. And while they're off to attack, I just eat a good berry to get my health back.
One Great. Half.
Eating them does nothing.
Right, I just eat it for kicks then.
Helado, your turn.
Alright. I have a spell that can change the size of things. I want to reduce the size of the velociraptors so they're small and puny.
Yeah, great.
What do I just roll a d20 in? How does this work?
Yeah. Oh no, it will try and stop you from doing it.
So
it's going to roll, and it fails, so you can succeed.
Woo! So you make these velociraptors. Does it hit all of them?
I think just one.
Oh, great.
Sorry. But now it's like, looks like the, you know, the little Confognathus or whatever it is, the little Saltipus, modified Saltipus. So it still looks vicious, but it's cute as well.
Aww.
Kate, it's your turn.
I'm gonna try. I want to put him to sleep with a sleep spell.
Who are you gonna put to sleep?
Oh, the velociraptors.
Okay.
Oh, I'll say, time to sleep, my pretty.
I just called them my pretty.
Well, I copied you. 17.
Okay, one of them falls asleep.
Oh, cool.
Great. It's the velociraptor's turn.
Okay, so they're gonna definitely try and kill these children.
So one of them's very small, one of them's asleep.
Okay, so the two that are still velociraptors are going to attack Paul, Largo, because he tried to stab him.
Forrest.
Stab their kindred. And I actually make that little like click noise like to tell them to do that. Like, attack! Like that.
Watch out, Forrest.
They go for it. So the first one is a 22.
It hits.
So that one that one attacks you with its vicious face. It's teeth. Uses its teeth and it does 6 damage on you.
Shit.
And then the other one rolls only a 14.
It misses.
Okay. I don't know about the little one. Does the little one get to attack? Can it attack with disadvantage?
Yeah. Oh, it can attack with cuteness.
Okay, that one misses as well. But it like snaps a little, like your shoelace.
Damn. Yeah. And like...
Oh man, those were your favourite shoelaces.
Alright, Forrest, your turn.
Okay, I'm going to do something a little different this time because I feel like people are getting bored of the classic stab. I'm going to do a thunderous smite. So I say, Heronius, give me your power. And I hold up my rapier and it is struck with some thunder. Which is audible within 300 feet. Okay, my sword starts glowing with electricity, and then I go for a stab. But it is a variation on the classic stab, as the sword is kind of glowing. And I roll a 2.
Should have stuck with a stab.
Although it does last for a minute, so I can still...
Okay, great. Joe, it's your turn.
I say, ha 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 ha. I swear, I'm not enjoying this. I'm sorry that I have to kill my beloved students, who
you
I feel like I was
you honestly,
kind
you
of a mentor
have to
for
kill
you.
Us.
Yeah, but I like being part of the union, and I think they'll kick me out if I don't.
Okay. If I die, I want you to know before I die, I did not consider you a mentor.
Whoa.
Oh, really? You're going to be sensitive about that? He's trying to kill me.
Yeah, but the only thing I care about is being a good mentor to my students, you know? Like, that's my whole career.
Well, you were a terrible mentor.
I'd like to reflect for my turn now.
Okay.
Get out a laptop and start writing some PD.
Great. Okay, you choose to reflect for your turn. Ray, it's your turn.
All right. I want to cast a firebolt. I hurl a mote of fire at a creature or object within range. So one of the big velociraptors. No, wait, can I attack Mr. Gruber? While he's reflecting? While he's
yeah, you can attack him.
Meditating under the waterfall? Shit. Natural one. Plus 6.
You roll a natural one. This happened last time you tried a firebolt.
Yeah, whoops.
You set some bushes on fire. Ones that you didn't even know were there. Kate, it's your turn.
I'm actually going to get out my little dagger and I'm going to try and spear it right in the heart of Mr. Gruber because I am a pacifist, but he's really annoyed me with the way that he has mistreated his position as guidance counsellor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just like, I'm ready to stick it to him. So right. I say, oh, Mr. Gruber, I'm coming for you. Oh. You reflecting piece of shit. and I roll a 5. Plus 3.
Plus 3.
An 8.
Solid 8.
That probably doesn't get
No, it doesn't.
Okay, it's a velociraptor's turn.
Okay, so they're going to try and hit Paul again, and then the little one's going to turn around and attack Kate, who's going after its daddy. So Paul, it rolled a 1. The first one did. So
rolled a 1?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what happens. It goes to attack. Who's attacking?
Paul. Me. Alago.
Paul.
Forrest. My character's name.
Forrest.
The velociraptor leaps like full on, like Jurassic Park styles at Forrest, but is just smacked out of the air by the owlbear cub who has risen and has come back to life. And the owlbear does a beak attack, which is. He's going to get. He got 18.
So that's it. While this is happening, I look at
Hilardo and Kate with a look that kind of says, don't say anything about how we murdered their their parents or parent.
And it's going to take 12 damage.
Oh, it's dead.
Yeah.
It just disappears into a beautiful array of spectral fade dust.
Is that the great. Small one or the big one?
It's one of the big ones. So there's only one big one left, right?
Yeah. Oh, and a sleeping one.
And a sleeping one. So the other velociraptor's turn?
Yeah. That one also misses, but not critically. And then the little one, I just advantage. That one also misses. It snaps great. Wildly at Kate's bloomers.
Yeah.
All right, Paul, Forrest, your turn.
Okay, so my sword is still glowing from the thunderous smite. I sprint towards Mr. Gruber, who I think is still reflecting.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do, like, okay, in the Brad Pitt film Troy, at the start, when he runs and he jumps and it goes all Matrix, and then he goes into his, like, shoulder. I go for that move. Ten.
That's a miss.
But it looked cool.
Yeah.
Joe's your turn. Do you want to reflect some more?
No, I mean, I feel like reflection comes to a point where you have to stop reflecting and start smacking your children who are under your guidance.
I am not under your guidance anymore.
So I pull out my staff thing, and first I want to, as a bonus action, cast Shillelagh to turn it into like a magical staff. Kind of glows a little bit, and then I want to just swing it right at Forrest. And I say, you should have run, Forrest.
That movie doesn't exist in Faerun, so none of us get the joke.
And yet still, good advice. And I miss you.
Ray, it's your turn.
All right. Okay, I'm going to use Magic Missile. I don't know why I only just do this one. So I shoot three darts at Mr. Gruber. All right, so one damage, one, two, one, two, that's four plus three, seven.
Great. You shoot him with magic missiles. Kate, your turn.
Is it possible to... No, okay. I'm going to go with a dagger again to the heart, because that's how I feel about him. I just... really want to get a dagger into that heart. And I roll a fucking four, man. That's seven in
who
total.
Is your PE teacher at this school? You guys cannot thrust for shit.
Wait, yes, I'm exhausted. I just spent the day yesterday searching through a forest and burying bodies.
Velociraptor's turn.
Okay. The one attacking Forrest is a hit with its mighty mouth and a powerful four damage. Arr, of piercing bites.
No, Forrest!
And then the little one's going to go over to the sleeping one, which was its mum, and like nip at its tummy and be like, wake up, mum raptor! Like that. And wake it up. So now it's awake.
Okay, awesome. It's the owlbear is going to go now, and he's going to come for Mr. Gruber.
Damn it.
And
I'm the one
who
saved the owlbear. Why is it attacking me?
Doesn't like your hair.
He doesn't like you trying to murder two children and
yeah,
one
this children this owlbear knows something of what it's like when a family member dies.
Oh my gosh.
And it assumes that you are it's all a family. So it gets a 20.
Wow.
And it's going to make a multi-attack, so it's going to attack you with its beak and claws. So it's going to go 8 plus, 10 plus 10.
What?
Okay. 28?
Yeah.
Damage?
It's real strong.
Feels like it should die, right?
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like, okay, this is getting out of hand. I probably should stop trying to kill children, and use my action to transform into a spider again. Say, ha ha, now what will you do? And scuffle.
Do you run away?
Yeah, I guess I'll scuttle as far as a spider can scuttle. Probably not very far.
But there's lots of rocks and things around, so...
Yeah.
I think you can pretty safely hide.
Oh, when I got hit as well, I tried to hold on to my my magic that was bringing those velociraptors to life, but it shook away because I was so hurt by the owlbear, and they splintered off into nothing and disappeared.
Okay, and the owlbear sort of pecks around for you, going hoot, 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 hoot.
Hello, everyone. This is Nick Sampson from the podcast you're just listening to. So I got to level with you. At this point in the recording, something broke. Maybe a wizard did it.
Ooh.
Yeah, there you go, nerds. So we don't have the last few minutes of the podcast, so we're just all the gang's here, and we're going to quickly sort of describe what happened. Do you want to say something, Justin?
Yeah, saying that a wizard did it is a real hack in terms of D&D podcast mishaps. It's like every time they say a wizard did it, I don't want to...
Okay.
Like, I'll do another one. All right. A dragon did it. There we go. You're off the podcast, Joseph. Okay. So you guys were in a fight with Mr. Gruber, aka Joseph, and he turned himself into a spider.
Teehee.
and he scurried away. And what do you guys remember? What happened after that?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, please.
Should we all just say what we remember? Should we all be honest? Yeah, yeah, we'll all be honest. Yeah. On the count of three. One, two, three. No, not even close.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was going to be really useful having you all here. That has proved not to be the case.
I remember that after that I got a cigarette because I was like, I'm dying for one. You know?
Okay, okay.
I remember what I thought I was going to do, but then he ran away. Was it the owl? The owl came to life. Am I jumping too far ahead?
No, no. That was before that. So...
There was a school with a bunch of young kind of kids.
Yeah, no, that's the concept of the podcast.
We went to a inter-school competition.
Yes, these are all things that we've already, like, okay, so this is the very end of the podcast.
And there was a big tunnel that was kind of like a sewer or something.
I think
that's
the
like
first episode. Or...
Oh, okay.
And
it was
like, Nick. It was like the Breakfast Club.
Nick welcomes the listeners.
Okay, that's the very start of the podcast. Okay, so what happened was...
Joseph was there?
Yeah, he was there. Mm. Do you remember? And he turned into a spider and he ran away. And then you all came out of the tunnels to find...
Oh, so there was a tunnel.
No. You're prompting me.
Yeah, okay.
We came out of the tunnels and the school was gone.
Yeah. Mm.
Waterdeep College.
Had disappeared entirely.
Had vanished. Crazy.
God, that seems like the kind of ending that if you'd heard it happen live would have blown your mind. Yeah.
Whereas now in the sort of secondhand retelling, probably loses a bit of its punch. How do you guys feel as your characters about your rival school disappearing?
The right to vote for women is important. There is.
Okay, well, that. Do you have anything?
What about my kids?
Yeah, your kids went to that school.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, I didn't think about it.
So your kids did?
Well, they're on a break.
Oh,
a break from existing.
I was shook, firstly, but I was disappointed because I had been planning to maybe try and get a sporting scholarship.
That's right, so had I. Yeah. I'd also wanted a sporting scholarship. If we could win the comp, we'd get a sporting comp.
Because it was such a flash school.
Yeah,
so it was beautiful.
It was a lovely school. R.I.P.
God, R.I.P.
If I remember correctly, our immediate reaction to the school disappearing was asking what we're going to have for dinner.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What did we end up having for dinner?
You tell me.
I had...
I think it was actually a salmon teriyaki.
Delicious.
Yeah, I don't like seafood.
So
I had,
poor, right? It's such a poor beef option.
I had beef lasagna.
Subway veggie patty.
Oh, fuck, Ray. That is so depressing.
That is depressing.
Oh, my God. That
just
is,
as depressing
character, if that's you,
as the fact
way
that the school disappeared. Oh, so we're going to... That is... Thank you for listening, and we will be back in a few weeks. You don't have to clap, Joseph,
I'm
but
sorry,
thank you.
You should this whole bit out of the podcast, to be honest.
I might, but I won't because I don't have time. So,
wave
goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you. That's perfect.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. Waterdeep Mountain High is produced by The Spinoff and stars Nick Sampson, Paul Williams, Alice Sneddon, Ray O'Leary, and our special guest Joseph Harper as Mr. Gruber. Thank you to Connor Dunbar for helping me with the campaign, and thanks to everyone who came to the show and has given us feedback. If you've enjoyed the show, please rate and review us on iTunes, and please tell us or tell someone you know. Spread the word. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Kia ora e te iwi, Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spinoff. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spinoff member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spinoff Podcast Network.